Once upon a time, there was a boy. And this boy loved playing tricks. He liked playing tricks on people. Sometimes he'd wait for people behind a tree. And when they walked past a tree, the boy would jump out and go, and the people would go, and run away. Sometimes the boy was very naughty and he had a cup of water. And when someone walked past, he'd take his cup of water and go splosh on their head and run away. Oh, sometimes he was really naughty and he'd pick up a slithery old worm and he'd put it on their head when they walked past. Bloop! And they'd go, But one time, this very naughty boy, he thought, I know, what I need is a magic spell. Then I can play really naughty tricks on people. Maybe I could even turn them into a bat, or into a rat, or into a butterfly, or a bird. That would be really naughty. And cheeky too. So he thought, what I need is to find a real witch. So he went into the forest. He went into the forest and he walked and he walked and he walked a long way. He walked for miles and miles until he was so far from home he could never have found his way home again. But all the way that he went, he dropped behind him little coins that he'd taken and he'd found over the years. He had a little bag of them and he dropped little coins all the way into the forest. This was so he could find his way home, you see, by following the coins. And when at last he came to a dark clearing, there was an old woman sitting by her pot. And her pot was black and gleaming, and the fire underneath it was hot and burning and smoky. And she was leaning over the pot, and she had a big wooden spoon, and she was stirring a potion inside that was full of all kinds of strange things, because you could see them occasionally poking out from that strange swirling potion. You could see them poking out from that strange swirling potion bats' legs and frogs' legs and all kinds of funny-looking leaves and bark and twigs and all. And as the little boy approached, he felt a bit scared. He started thinking, well, I like playing tricks, but this woman looks kind of serious. She looks like she might play a trick on me. Maybe I should just turn around and go home now. But by then she'd already seen him and she was saying, goodness gracious me! What do we have here? A little boy! Come here, little boy! Come here, little boy! He was pretty scared when he heard that. He thought, I should just run away now, I should just run away. But she reached out a long bony arm and she grabbed him by the hand and said, what brings you into the forest? What? He said, I wanted to play tricks on people. And I thought that maybe you could give me a magic potion that could play tricks on people. But I really think maybe I should just go home. It's a bit scared. I'm a bit scared. Old witch. She was kindly. She said, maybe I could give you a potion so that you wouldn't be so scared.
Oh, said the boy, okay.
And so she did. She gave him a potion in a little cup, and when he drank it, he looked around him. He wasn't scared anymore. He looked around him and he wasn't scared. Even though the bony old knobbly old witch was standing there just as she had been before, he didn't feel scared. In fact, he felt brave. And he said to the witch, that's the greatest potion I ever tasted. In fact, it's the best potion I ever tasted. I was scared and now I'm brave. Could you give me some of that potion so I can give it to other people? She said, I thought you wanted to play tricks on other people. He said, it's the best trick I ever learned. I love to play it on other people. Give me some potion so I can do it too. So that's what she did. She gave him a whole bucket full of that potion, and he had to stagger home with it, one in each arm, bucketfuls of that potion staggering home, and all the way he followed the golden coins that were on the ground that he'd left, and he picked them up one by one, and he had a little rest each time, and he dropped the buckets, and he picked up one coin, and he walked a bit further, and then he took a rest at the next one and picked up that one too. Until he'd come all the way back home, all the way back home. Until he got back home and he had those two buckets and he hid them in his bedroom, and every day he'd go out and he'd go out with a little cup. In fact, he'd go out with a little spray, and he'd put it in the spray like a little bottle of perfume or like a little spray that you have for your plants, and he'd wait behind a tree. But this time he wouldn't spray people to make them upset or make them frightened. Rather, he'd wait for someone who was looking a bit scared, and he'd spray them without them even noticing. And although they'd been scared, why, after that spray touched them, they'd be brave. They'd be brave. Whatever it was they were scared of, they'd be brave. If it was a little boy who was scared of his big brother hitting him and all, why, after a little touch of that spray, he'd be brave, and he'd stand up to his big brother and not let him hurt him anymore. If it was some little girl who was scared of something happening back home, maybe her daddy shouting and all, he'd go, and the spray would cover her body without her even noticing, and she'd be brave. She'd go home, and nothing her daddy could do could really frighten her, because somehow she'd be strong inside. Even some little girl who was scared to go on the big swing, and she was saying, I can't, I'm scared of the big swing. He'd sneak up behind her and go, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, with his spray, and then she'd say, I want to go on the big swing! And she'd, Wee! Or some boy who was scared of the big slide, who said, it's too big, it goes too fast, I'm scared, I can't do it. The little boy would sneak up behind the one and he'd go, chick, 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 with his spray. And as soon as that spray went all around the boy said, get out of my way, I want the big slide. And he'd rush up to the top and he'd throw himself off the top head first and he'd go, wee! Into the sand at the bottom, and he wouldn't care anymore. Or there might be some other girl who was frightened of the roundabout. She'd say, I can't do it. It's too scary. It goes too fast. It goes round and round. I get dizzy. The boy would go, tick, 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 tick. And she'd go back to the roundabout. And she'd go, get out of the way. I want to ride. And she'd go, whoosh, onto the roundabout. And it would go, and she'd go, yeah! And her hair would be flying behind her, and she'd be going, and the boy decided these were the best kind of tricks to play on people. He liked playing these kind of tricks, and he carried on doing it, and he always had enough in his buckets of that magic potion until he was a man, and he would still do it now and then, to anyone who needed a bit of courage.